Okay, my friends. Well, we are back. It is Numero Sanko of Just the Tits.
Sanko!
Sanko!
Hopefully it doesn't sank.
And I just... God.
Sorry, go on.
And I just want to, like, ask y'all if you are a Dr. Seuss book, because you are green eggs and damn!
Oh, boy.
All right, that was it.
Starting it off real hot. Real hot and gross.
Yeah.
That's a good sexual fantasy.
Green eggs and damn?
Maybe. If somebody has, like, a Dr. Yeah. Seuss kink, be my cat in the hat tonight.
One fish, two fish. Let's go do this.
Dick no, fish, I, three. No, no. That's our specialty.
Yep.
Limited time offer.
So, speaking of, well, dick fishes are not necessarily good, but Dr. Seuss is pretty good. I mean, except for the part where he was super racist.
Yeah, but weren't they all?
And anti-Semitic. Yeah. It's true.
It's a bedrock of our childhood. Racist storytellers.
Thank you, Disney. Thank you very much.
Yay, I learned so much.
Yeah. So what we got going on here is I'm in a great mood because they just announced that down in Chile, we, starting November 1st, will be able to travel and come back into Chile with, as long as you have all your vaccines, you don't have to do a quarantine for very long. Like, to give you guys some context, the initial thing was that if you were entering the country, you had to do a 10-day mandatory Yikes. Quarantine. And it had to be in, like, a specialized hotel. So you had to, like, pay for this out of pocket. So in addition to, like, coming as a tourist, you also had to have money to pay for a hotel for 10 days, in addition to whatever you were going to do.
That's bogus.
Then they booted it down to 7 days. And it was like, okay, all right. Then they booted it down to 5 days. And it's been 5 days for, like, a month or two. Maybe a month. And they just announced that starting November 1st, as soon as you enter the country and you get a PCR test and it comes back negative, you can finish a quarantine. So, ideally, you come to the airport, you get a negative PCR, or you take the PCR, it comes back negative, hopefully that day or the next day, and then you're done. You don't have to quarantine anymore.
I see. Okay, you're just waiting out the length of the test versus this mandatory time frame.
Right. You also have to be fully vaccinated with, like, and register your vaccines with the government before you come. So there's, like, a process so that they verify that, you know, you have a legitimate vaccination.
Sorry, I just got excited. It's like sinking in.
Man.
This whole booting down business.
Yeah. We're, like, coming down the hill. It's going downhill, but in a good way. Like, the top of the hill was like, fuck, we ain't stuck in our house. And now we're just
get
like,
down, get okay. down, get down, get down, get down tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Oh, woo. Yeah. Yeah. And I promise not to get too negative, but I would like to see the U.S. get to a point that is respectful. Jury's still out.
Yeah.
Because even though the numbers are going down, people still won't get vaccinated. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, here, they're already doing, like, the booster shots. Kids are getting vaccinated. Like, they've been pretty well organized, and people have been relatively compliant with it.
Yeah.
And the numbers have, like, shown that. So that's exciting for me because I'm like, oh, my God, people can come visit me now, and they won't have to spend a week in a hotel.
Yeah, man, I got to brush up on my español de Chile.
Oh, sí, podemos hacer un episodio todo en español.
Woohoo! That's in Espanol, right? That's a universal.
Yeah, but you gotta spell it WUJU.
Woohoo!
Well, yeah, like Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls here is called Mohohoho. And I'm like, no, that's incorrect. You're not saying that right.
Ha ha ha! Spelled J A J A J A. Just to clarify.
Ja 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 ja.
Nice. Well, that is excellent news on all fronts.
So on that lighthearted note, I wanted to know, because I think that, you know, obviously 2020 and the beginning of 2021 were, like, rough.
You don't say.
Very, very rough. Yes. I think all of us had a really difficult time. But I thought, you know, let's maybe, not like toxic positivity-wise, but maybe find one little thing that we could say, like, okay, it was a shit show. It was a little bit of a mind fuck, but, like, what's one thing, Avery, for you that you're like, okay, this is, like, something positive that came out of 2020?
Aside from all the napping? that I was able to indulge in.
I mean, that without saying. Right?
Mm-hmm. I will say that for me, it has been this awareness from people you wouldn't expect, from either corporations or government officials, and just maybe individuals who said, who poo-pooed the idea of self-care. Yes, I said poo-pooed.
Yes.
Poo-poo. That's my best memory of the pandemic. No, just the idea that you can take time for yourself, that you should take time for yourself, that you should meditate, you should do yoga, you should drink tea, you should just do things that are allowing yourself the space to feel good and feel confident. And basically, it's just like self-improvement, but not for like productivity's sake, not to churn out some kind of, you know, revenue-based outcome. It's that you will become a better version of yourself. That, for me, has been the big boon to all of this misery and trauma and tragedy.
Yeah, and whether it's performative, like I think some of it on a corporate level might be a little performative, at least where I'm working, it's pretty performative. Yeah. But hopefully the tide is turning and it'll be more serious as time goes on, because I think, you know, since we're shifting to more of a flexible work environment, maybe working from home more often, things can change. That's one thing that's really cool that we've learned.
Yeah.
The industry and economy is not going to collapse if we work from home.
Yeah, exactly. Also, outside dining. Yeah. I'll add that to the list, because now I just feel like we're in Europe. Like, people are eating outside next to, like, mailboxes and garbage cans, and it's no big deal.
Dog poo.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But it's preferable than being inside. Yeah. I'm living it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, here we are super lucky because the winter here is, like, not a big deal. So even if it was kind of cold, quote unquote, which for me, I was like, this is like October in New York. This is not cold. But okay, you guys sit here with your parkas. We're very lucky that we could have almost year round outdoor dining. So,
yeah. Well, global warming, man. It's coming for us.
Also.
We're just going to dine outside all year round, except when we melt.
Exactly.
What's a good memory for you?
For me, it was overcoming the big fear of just like being alone. Like, because I was locked up for 6 months.
Yeah.
From like March until October of 2020, we weren't allowed to like fraternize with other people. So I really didn't see anyone. I mean, we went into work like once a week for maybe 2 or 3 weeks until they started cracking down on that too. So for me, who's a very like social extroverted person, I was like, shit, am I gonna make it? Like, oh God.
Yeah. That is rough.
So, but I made it, and now I'm like, oh, if I can handle that, I mean, it wasn't fun, but I guess I can handle other things too.
Yeah.
You know? So just that sort of self-realization. Mm-hmm. Not that I like enjoy or am good at napping now, but I do understand the benefits of it.
Coming over to the good side. I won't say dark side.
The nap side.
It is good. Yes. It is good. Yeah, I think for me, that is strange, the idea that you have to go out and see people. I definitely started feeling it a couple of months in, for sure. I am not like a total introvert hermit, but I think having had my experience in Peace Corps, living alone in an isolated village where I'm the only one, like Tigger, but it gave me that foundation to hang out by myself. I'm also an only child, so I can entertain myself for hours on end. No big deal.
For F-O-U-R-Os.
Yeah. It's a limited amount of time. You know, plus I have this apartment to myself now, so that was nice.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, like, at least you could, like, you could choose if you wanted to go out, right?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
We did have that.
It's like, for me, it was the imposed lockdown that made it even worse. Because if I was like, I could go for a walk, fine. I won't necessarily talk to anyone, but I'll see people on the street and I'll know that I'm not, like, alone surviving this pandemic as the only person on the earth.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in like full lockdown isolation ever. Have I?
Yeah, it was crazy.
No. Yeah.
And then getting a curfew, and I was like, I didn't even have a curfew when I was a teenager. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I think you're not alone in that feeling of being demoted. That's not the right term. Being like
regressing.
Yeah, like being talked down to, basically. Like, disrespected in the way that you're treated by your government. Like, you're not the boss of me.
Well, it's just crazy because they just took away the curfew now.
That's insane.
Like a week ago. So, like, up until a week ago, we were not allowed to be out past midnight. I mean, granted,
I was
going to
say, and
yet
I don't think that was fully implemented.
No. But they could still bust your balls, you know? So it was like...
Good thing you don't have any. And
honestly, my metaphorical balls.
I just want to point that out.
Thank you. Yes, I live in a house with no balls. Sherlock doesn't have them anymore, and I do not. But the metaphorical ones are the most important ones. But what was I going to say? No, yeah, but it's sad because I was talking with a friend here, and I was like, you know what, though? I kind of miss parties starting at, like, 7:30. And then being like, oh, it's midnight, gotta go home. And then getting like a decent night of sleep after I'm, you know, going out and partying. It's like
the pandemic has changed that how?
World. Well, now that there's no curfew, people are like, oh, the party will start at 10. And then I get home at like 4 in the morning.
Oh,
and
got like, it. Yeah, I kind of like missed that thread. I zoned out a bit. Sorry. It's okay. It happens. Only it's child okay. syndrome.
This is one of your 4 hours of entertainment by yourself.
Seriously, man. Mine goes somewhere else like, ooh, coming back. Okay, we're here now.
Well, it's a callback to last episode.
Yeah, distraction. Yeah. Yeah, I don't need any help with distracting myself. So partying, yeah. That is, I think, something that we can all get on board with because unless, you know, it becomes socialized that we can nap. I'm going back to it.
At the party?
Yeah, no, like beforehand, right? So that you get like a proper, your body adjusts.
Well, it's like a disco nap.
To it. Yeah, if you want to call it that. I grew up saying power nap, but yeah.
Well, no, a power nap is in general. But a disco nap is specifically before you go out to a party or a disco.
Why can't I just say like pre-party power nap?
The PPN?
Exactly.
PPPN?
Yes. Alliteration.
Triple PN.
Thank y'all. Yes.
So I appreciate everyone kicking in some positivity about what happened over this last year and a half. Here we have some responses. I'd like to shout out to my work biddies, MC Paula and Amelia, their first time answering a questionnaire. So woohoo! You know, welcome.
Thank you. Bienvenidos.
All right. So after a year and a half, what has been your favorite memory from the pandemic? MC said the birth of her son. Yes, her son, wow. Ben, is very cute. A little cute.
That is
pandemic baby. Paula said, partying through Zoom because I would be wasted and nobody would know. All right, that's fair.
Like on a work Zoom?
I don't think so. I think just regular Zoom.
I just saw this meme where you like put wine in your teacup and then you blow on it to make people think you're
I mean, that's been a meme.
All right. But have you tried it?
Sure. I mean... We had a lot of work meetings on Zoom last year in those 6 months that we were quarantined.
Oh, my.
All right. Amelia said, anytime talking to my family because now it means more because I know how it feels to not be able to see them and or Trump leaving office. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. That feels like a nightmare. Like, did that happen? Oh, shit.
Well, that's like I was watching a YouTube video from 2016. And they were like, Trump is in office. And I was like, shit, that feels like 10,000 years ago. I know it was only a 4-year term, but it felt so fucking long. Like, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. Oy. Yeah, let's not go back to that time.
All right, we got double GTFO. Oof. My favorite name. I live in New York, and for a long time in the worst part of the pandemic, every night at 7 p.m., all of the neighbors would open windows and clap, cheer, or make noise as a show of appreciation for essential workers. In a time when seeing neighbors and people was a rare and scary experience, it was a nice sense of community.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, I'll put that as third positive memory. Mm. It was nice. It also gave you structure, because although I wasn't in like severe lockdown like you were... It, like, every night at 7, it provided me with this, you know, kind of meeting. Hmm. And it was a nice sense of community.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Banging pots. Except then, you know, when it was time to vaccinate yourselves and give these people a break, they were like, meh, we're just going to clap for you.
I mean, hey, that's energy expended. If that's all you got. No, I'm just kidding. That's lame as hell.
All right. We got No Name. No Name saying the lack of traffic. Yes, I don't drive.
Yeah.
But yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
It was nice not to have any other cars on the road.
Yeah. And also pollution.
Yes.
You know, air quality.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, I can't climate. See the mountains now. I used to be able to see them And now there's smog again. Oh, and I'm like, you motherfuckers, yeah. What did you do?
It's upsetting.
All right. John Servia said, learning to brew beer, cook better, and communicate better with friends and family.
Yeah.
Wholesome. Also, John, I'm still waiting for my beer down here. Like, you know, I'm just saying, where's it at? Hello.
Well, he'll bring it after November 1st.
I don't know if you can bring a beer on the plane.
Underneath?
Yeah, but it'll explode. Are you kidding me? You open your suitcase, it's just alcohol everywhere.
I don't know. They transport it somehow, man.
Up your butt.
Guinness comes over from Ireland. Up your butt. Yum. Butt beer.
All right. And we got Anastasia said, I'd say traveling with friends and cycling a lot. I've never been doing so many sports activities before.
Get active. Mm-hmm. Get out there. All right. Spalzi says, swimming through some of the cenotes in Tulum for my 30th birthday.
Just so y'all know, a cenote is a natural pit or sinkhole resulting from the collapse of limestone bedrock that exposes groundwater. And they are mostly found Wikipedia. In the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. All right. Not everybody. I did not know what it was, so I looked it up. Setting an example.
I was going to say thank you, Gia, but you sounded too wiki about it. Anonymous, learning our neighbor's work schedule to blast the TV.
Oh my God.
That's so spiteful, but kind of hilarious.
I mean, I interpreted it as that they waited for their neighbor to go to work to blast their TV, but then I was like, their neighbor probably was working from home, so yes.
Yeah.
Petty.
Yeah.
So petty.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on neighbors and loud noises.
But your neighbors have always been loud, not from the pandemic. Just like...
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, but because you work from home.
Yeah, now you notice even more.
With them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another anonymous says, oh, so many things. Being able to rebuild my life after being uprooted in my career and my home due to COVID. Being a part of a fresh relationship at the very start of COVID and just blossoming together. I was fortunate enough to take 2 cross-country road trips during the last year and a half, and one of which was from California to New York. And it has been a bucket list for me, which was a bucket list for me. Cool. Take that time.
Yeah, I was going to say road trips would be like key. If I were in the U.S., that's what I would have done.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Kayla, meeting my boyfriend. We actually met organically through friends, but dating during the pandemic was different. I think fondly of those early dating days. I felt like we got serious and emotionally intimate very quickly, in part because of the environment we were in, but also because we're soulmates. Smiley wing face.
Aww. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my heart.
Hearts. Oh, me. Still you. Colleen says, getting our second dog, Dory.
Oh my God, Sherlock. Two dogs. I'm so sorry I have offended you. I did not mention adopting Sherlock as like the best thing from the pandemic. Oops.
Yeah, right?
He's going to pee all over my house tonight just in revenge.
He doesn't seem vengeful, though.
No. He just bites my ankles when he needs to go out.
Well, someone's got to.
Gotta get my needs met.
Ankles. Marcosi. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Sorry. Getting engaged and having my own home.
Woo!
Yeah, that's big.
Adult things big. For an adult person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this one. Funonymous. You're funastical.
No.
Fire.
Stick to the script.
Funonymous. I never do. You should know that by now. I don't do that. All right. Phenonymous says, dipping out of remote work a little early on Friday in the summer to drive out to the farthest beach I can get to in my car.
Yes. Man.
Yeah.
I miss, sorry. Oh. I was just going to say I miss driving. Continue. My thoughts aren't important. It's okay.
Look, we got an agenda here. You told me to stick to
the
script.
You're right.
Let's... Beyond time.
Lesbian time?
We'll cover that next time. All right.
Non-standard time.
LS time? Lesbian time? Anyway. XOXO Golden Girl.
Ooh, switching it up. Gossip Girl got mature. She's a silver fox now.
We all did. Building a snowman on my fire escape.
Ooh. Ooh. That's cute. Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah. On my dinky little fire escape.
It's going to all fall through the holes.
Bye bye, snowman. No, I left the song.
Yeah, you. I don't know.
I came up with my own.
All right.
Switching gears.
Here we go. Something completely different.
I went serious. And I sort of apologize about that, but I thought it was important to bring up the idea that this has been a super stressful time. So just kind of tucking into that a little bit, but also I think handling memories and stress and trauma is something we kind of all, I think, dealt with to some degree. Like you said, being isolated or, you know, people just losing family members, loved ones, friends. So just kind
of we don't want to minimize, minimize that.
Speaking to that, exactly. So I found a blog from a counselor, Rachel the Muse. Oh. Close. Rachel the Muse. It's her blog from 2019. 4 ways that trauma affects memory.
Ah, so this was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, trauma existed before the pandemic. Yeah.
What?
No, sorry to.
That's a lie.
Sorry to tell the truth. Okay. So the first one, semantic memory and trauma. So this kind of memory deals with remembering general knowledge, and it's associated with the temporal lobe and the inferior parietal cortex in the brain. All right. So information in these parts of the brain handles words, sounds, images, and they combine to form semantic memories. And so when trauma occurs, it prevents the brain from combining this information correctly to form those semantic memories. And this is especially bad for children exposed to trauma because they're still in growth and development, and that can have a devastating long effect. And it can also create like rewiring in their brain because they go into survival mode. So that's bad. Episodic memory and trauma. So episodics, episodes, basically, we all understand that. It's associated with specific words or actions occurring during the traumatic assault. So it can deal with physical or emotional pain you experienced. The hippocampus in the brain is what handles this. Right? It creates and it recalls episodic memories. So when a trauma occurs, the episodic memory can become fragmented and the sequence of events can start to get jumbled. And so Rachel the Muse compares it to a filing cabinet or a file cabinet, right? Where everything's in order pre-trauma and then post-trauma, it's like somebody came in and threw all the files on the floor and it's all messed up, right?
So it affects not just the memory of the trauma, but also other memories?
Yeah, yeah, because it's the whole sequence of events, right? I think specifically to the trauma, and that's why sometimes when, you know, police or law enforcement get involved and they want you to give them a detailed, you know, play-by-play, it's hard because you're all scrambled and then you seem like you don't know what the hell you're talking about, right?
Exactly.
And so then it fosters this sense of self-doubt and confusion. It just exacerbates the whole thing. All right, next, procedural memory and trauma. So this deals with retaining memory of how to do things, right? Like, you know, riding a bike or driving a car. Like you said, you really want to drive a car, but hopefully you can remember how to do it. The striatum is the area associated with this, right? It, I don't know why I said right. Like, why would you know that? Maybe you do.
I mean, I was like, yeah, sure. Totally. Keep talking.
For example, you might find that you forget to do things that you normally do by habit, or you might forget certain details that you need to remember. Right, like usually, like do keys, wallet, phone, right, going out the door, something like that, right? You might forget how to do that. But this kind of pain, I mean, this kind of memory and this trauma, it becomes physical and it can get stuck in your body, and it manifests as pain, obviously, aches and inflammation or muscle tension.
Ooh,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, trauma does manifest in many, many fun little ways. So
outlets. Yeah. Emotional. Okay, so finally, emotional memory and trauma. I think this is probably what we're all most familiar with, especially after, you know, 18, 19 months of this. This area is the amygdala, and it can be triggered by the onset of emotional memories when they surface or when something sparks that memory or when you come face to face with the person who abused you or assaulted you or maybe like a situation that reminds you mm-hmm. of the traumatic event, right? So basically, Rachel DeMuse says coping with triggers is the key part to overcoming trauma. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you can do that, the better, because obviously it's going to affect your mental health and overall well-being for a long time.
Yeah, it's just hard when you don't know what the triggers are, like if you've tried, blocked it out, or if it's become fragmented. Then it's like sometimes you're just walking down the street and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because you kind of, I think as a coping mechanism for some people, they bury it. And then the trigger totally. Just unearths it out of nowhere. And then you're just bawling on the sidewalk.
Yes, I mean, are you really a New Yorker unless you had a good subway cry? Just like.
No, that is part of it.
I'll be crying on the, I don't know, the N train.
N for no tears.
I was like, there's no T train, but if there were. That would be the crying
time
train.
For tears.
Oh, but there's a C line for crying. All right.
There we go. We made it. Made that association. Okay, so what did you find
out?
Yeah,
I will go a little lighter to bring us back out of that. I looked on HuffPost because I love me a good listicle, and I found 18 actually good things that happened in 2020. So I'm just going to like knock some of these out and see if you remember. Because also it feels like this was also a bajillion years ago. I know it was just like a year ago, but yeesh. All right. Bong Joon-ho made history as the first Korean to win the Best Director Oscar for his film.
Ooh.
Do you know which one? Here we go. Does Avery know this movie thing?
It's like not The Outsider, not Homecoming, like American Dream, something like
nope.
along those lines.
Nope. Incorrect.
Oh, no. It's Parasite.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long time
right?
ago.
Right? It was in February of 2020 or in February of 2020? No, of 2020.
I think it was last year. Yeah.
Yep. So, wow. You know, shout out. That's a great movie. If y'all haven't seen it, please, 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 please see it. It is so good.
Yeah.
I was skeptical at first and now I'm just like, whew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's one great thing. All right, second thing, Finland moved to give new dads time off with their newborns. So in February also, Finland's new government announced plans to give all parents the same parental leave. It's great. Love Northern Europe.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time that dads get recognized as caregivers.
Yeah.
Who knew?
What?
There's another person
involved. They
can
touch children and hold them and they won't break? I know. It started off wrong.
Men touching children is maybe not.
I tried to save it. I tried to save it, okay? Moving on. Congo discharged its last Ebola patient in 2020.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The other epidemic, the loss epidemic. Yeah. I forgot about. Yeah.
This one, I'm like, meh, it's a little bit. But Crayola unveiled new inclusive skin tone crayons.
Yeah, maybe a little bit performative.
It's like, great, but like, how about we also just stop killing people of color? Like, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
With crayons, yes.
I hope you don't kill them with crayons. Supreme Court rejected the Trump administration's effort to end DACA.
Yeah.
So the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or they refer to themselves as the Dreamers. These are kids that are from undocumented families in the United States. Trump was trying to get them deported and like, and protections for them, and Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision said, yo, fuck that. It's capricious, quote unquote. And I was like, hell yeah. The Supreme Court also ruled that LGBTQ employees are protected by civil rights employment statuses.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
In a 6-3 ruling, like, woo.
Oh, coming in strong.
Coming in hot. All right. Also, animal shelters were emptier than ever thanks to stay-at-home orders. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I mean, I love this, but I am very skeptical that a lot of people just got dogs for funsies, a dog or a pet.
Yeah.
You know, it's a thing that requires a commitment and time and money. And so I just hope.
Kind of like literally as a kid with fur.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I want to go away this
Even
weekend.
My cat.
Oh, who's going to take care of the dog?
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's see. Polio was officially eradicated on the African continent in August of 2020.
Africa
is free of wild polio virus. And only in Afghanistan and Pakistan does it remain a threat.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one makes my heart warm. I'm so excited. Scotland became the first country to make period products free in November of 2020.
God damn, though. You know, the fact that we have to celebrate that.
Yes.
Stupid.
Yep. A 2019 study of low-income American women found that nearly two-thirds of women surveyed did not have the resources to buy menstrual hygiene products at the same point during the past year. So yep. This is referred to as period poverty. It's a thing. Look it up. If you want to donate to homeless shelters, period products, do that.
Yeah.
The pandemic drove a record drop in global carbon emissions. So you had mentioned pollution before from less traffic. Gas emissions fell by roughly 2.4 billion tons this year, a 7% drop from 2019 and the largest decline on record. I'm hoping that don't go up 7% in 2021, but...
I think we're supposed to decrease by like negative 0.3 degrees in the next 2 years. So I don't know if we're going to hit that though.
Well...
Anyway, positivity. Yay.
The 2020 election saw the most voter participation in 120 years. Crazy.
Again, kind of sad, but all right, yeah. We're still clapping.
The 2020 election had two-thirds of the voting eligible population turnout.
Okay. Yeah.
And the election led to historic wins for LGBTQ plus people and women of color.
Yay.
At least 50 women of color, including 46 Democrats, will serve in the next Congress, breaking the previous record of 48 in the previous election.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really hope that momentum keeps up.
It was also a really good year for space exploration, and hundreds of religious leaders called for a ban on conversion therapy. More than 370 religious leaders joined forces in December 2020 to push for a global ban on conversion therapy.
Yeah,
man.
I tend to forget that people do that.
Right? I'm like, this is still a thing. How is this still a thing?
Yeah, man. Every time you try to tell people, like, not to be themselves, it never really works.
No.
It doesn't really work.
And finally, thanks to the COVID vaccine, which came out towards the end of 2020, the biggest vaccinating campaign in history began.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Yep. Public health, ma'am.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best. I think that people need to take more advantage of it in the U.S. because there are many places where people do not have vaccines because there are not enough. And then they're just sitting in the U.S. expiring. So that's cool.
Keeping it light and breezy. Keeping it
easy, breezy, beautiful. Just the tips.
Cover girl. Oh. Yes, let's appropriate that. Let's do that.
Yeah, it's ours now. Speaking of easy, breezy, and beautiful, do you have something for... Did you say farts?
Yeah.
Well, they are easy and breezy.
Easy, breezy. Sometimes they just breeze right by. Oh, of course I have something for you. Are you ready?
It's not going to be easy nor breezy. Here we go.
All right. Let me take my toothpick out.
Your toothpick.
Toothpick. Because this character, this is a hint, by the way, this character would not put a toothpick in her mouth.
What would she put in her mouth?
Well, soon you'll know. All right. A woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets. I don't even have a picture of him. He exists now only in my memory.
Oh, God.
I can add a little bit. It's a huge hint, though.
All right. Wait.
Ocean is a hint, too. Deep ocean. I'll tell you the next line. But now you know there was a man named Jack Dawson, and that he saved me in every way that a person can be saved.
Was it from Titanic?
There you go.
Woo!
Yeah.
I was going to be like, Ocean's 12? What's the one with the ladies? Ocean's 8?
Yeah, I think it's Ocean's 8.
You close. Almost had me.
Close.
I was like,
second.
It's either that one or if it's like The Shape of Water. What?
Oh, yeah. That actually is something I haven't seen. I should see that.
That was good. It was kind of weird, but it was good.
Right. I remember there was pushback from people who said it was about bestiality.
Oh, my God.
I was like, God, people have an imagination.
Yeah, too much free time in their hands.
Yeah. Well, free time and just ignorance, but yeah. All righty.
Well.
This has been another successful jaunt.
You got to get back to your 4 hours of entertainment.
Self-entertainment, please.
Just sits there watching her cat.
Well, actually, even when he's sleeping, he's so cute. Actually, he's only cute when he's sleeping because he's not annoying.
He's a menace when he's not
talking about him. He doesn't even know.
Or he does.
He's like, the world revolves around me. He stepped on my computer today and I freaked out. I was like, get your poopy paws off my computer. Thank you.
A lot of puh sounds in there. Alliteration.
That's what I'm about today. P-literation. No.
Pliteration. I hope y'all enjoyed this little peek back into what was going on a year ago and some of the positive things that happened. Obviously, we encourage anyone that was struggling or is still struggling with the pandemic to, you know, get some help, reach out. It's because we know it's not over. But we just thought it would be fun to kind of go back down memory lane and cherry pick the only nice things that happened.
Sorry, I thought of another movie quote, but it's totally irrelevant.
Okay.
To this mood, but it's not over. It wasn't over. It's still not over.
Uh-huh. So anyway, moving on.
I might cut that. But anyway, no, that was good. Just for your benefit.
That was good. I like that. I don't know what it is, though. Are you going to tell me, or am I just going to awkwardly?
Do you want to know?
Sure.
Yeah, it's from The Notebook.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Yeah, well, you said you knew it. You had watched it.
I don't remember. This is like a ninth grade. Please.
For me, okay, that is an emotional memory. Not born out of trauma, but just amygdala.
Amygdala? I don't even know. Hey.
I think I just forced my neighbors to move with that.
They're gonna start turning their TV up all the way when you're working from home now.
Better loud than quiet. Yep.
What?
Nobody says that.
All right. We're moving on. You know what? We'll fix it in post. Bye.
And thanks to Comise Johnson for her wonderful illustration of our tits. Just kidding. Of our faces.
And Gabrielle Beasley for her lovely intro and outro ukulele music.
I dropped my toothpick.
So professional.
Hold, please.
First off, we have Bong Joon-ho made the history. Let me try again. Bong Joon-ho.
You can do it.
I don't know, man. It's tricky. It's touch and go.
And the inferior parietal.
That was inferior.
All right. Good outtake material today.
Yeah. Word. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed. I hope this brought back some, you know, fun memories of what was the world. What the.
That was fun. That was a good memory. You're creating a fun memory as we speak.
Making magic. All right.